Well, it is beginning to look a bit like Christmas. Happy holidays. It's Weekend with Wiser. Let's get right down to it. There's boat parades and so many things going on. At Greenlight Cinema, they have opened their new Greenlight Lounge and Kitchen at 205 2nd Avenue North. It's going to be terrific. It's going to be open from 11 to 11, Thursdays through Sundays. They'll be doing an elevated bar menu. And as we know, it has an entertainment venue. So we're going to be looking for Station 12 Studio and others to be showcasing things there. There'll be Kawa Coffee House, Wine, Sangria, Mother Kombucha, and 16 beer taps. Dark Star Orchestra was just at the Sound. Coming up now and added to the Sound is Garrison Keillor and Erica Rhodes, The Crazy Uncle and His Sensible Niece, February 24th at Capitol Theater, Paula Poundstone, March 13th, Capitol Theater, Gary Goldman, March 15th, Capitol Theater. They've added so many great things. An Evening with Otmar Liebert and Luna Negro, April 24th, Lady A, The Winter's Night. Yes, you can catch that Saturday, December 6th. There's so many holiday hits that we love from them. Also coming up, celebrating the holidays with the Ruth Eckerd Crowd, is Christmas Time with Tricia Yearwood, the 12 Days of Christmas Tour, December 11th at Ruth Eckerd Hall. And A Christmas Carol, Dolly Parton, Smoky Mountain, three shows, Monday, Tuesday, December 22nd and 23rd, and Terry Fader, Pure Imagination, December 28th. Over at Central Park Performing Arts Center, December 7th is the Reindeer Games. That's an interactive, family-friendly holiday game show. And on Sunday, this Sunday, December 7th, Christmas with the New York Tenors. Enjoy the soaring voices of Andy Cooney, Daniel Rodriguez, and Christopher Macchio. Also this Sunday, December 7th from 10 to 4:30 is the Flamingo Festival. Yes, there are flamosas, food, beer, and wine, kids' activities courtesy of Great Expectations, and so much more. There's so much going on. Annie is playing Thursday through Sunday, December 21st at the Francis Wilson Playhouse. Opening this weekend is the Magi at American Stage. Please go to our podcast on RadioSaintPete.com and listen to Big Broadway Energy, Stephen Riordan's interview. It's fantastic. Also opening is at Floridorama, Bill DeYoung, Arts Alive. Again, you can find that on our podcast. Just talked about Lucy Sparrow and her 1001 Felt Imagination items at Floridorama. Going on this Wednesday on December 10th is the Good Burger Awards at the new St. Pete Athletic Club. And also on December 11th, Radio St. Pete will be airing live the rehearsal of a radio version of A Christmas Carol starring Bill DeYoung, David Warner, directed by Michael Noer. That is at the St. Pete Little Theater, which celebrates 100 years on December 12th on the opening. They will have a fabulous post-party, post-play event there. Please support them, the Little St. Petersburg Little Theater. On Saturday, 8:30 p.m. at the Sunshine City Comedy Club, Jake Silberman laughs it up. There's a Sponge Docks tree lighting 5 to 6 that has just happened in Tarpon Springs, and there'll be so many more happening around town. Honeymoon Island Bluegrass Festival is this weekend, Saturday, 11 to 5, at the Oasis parking lot on Honeymoon Island. The St. Pete Beach Corey Avenue Craft Festival is Saturday and Sunday on Corey Avenue, 10 to 5. You can catch Fiona Frenchet performing during Art Jones at Brenda McMahon Gallery on Saturday. That is from 11:30 to 2:30. And CJ Backstage is doing their Toys for Tots Christmas Party 7 o'clock on Saturday as well. The St. Petersburg Ballet, The Nutcracker, is at the Palladium Saturday and Sunday. The Florida Orchestra, Handel's Messiah, is 8 p.m. Saturday at the Mahaffey Theater. There's so much going on. It's really incredible. Snowfest, yes, Saturday, 9 to 2, North Stroud Park, downtown St. Pete, some festive fun with toboggan slides and inflatables. Safety Harbor has their parade Saturday from 10 to 11:30. And there's a Christmas tree lighting in downtown Parp Harbor, 3 to 8 p.m. The Holiday Fest at the Saturday Pasadena Yacht and Country Club is a lot of fun. It includes a Holiday Fest, Infinity Pass ticket, food stations, signature cocktails, and proceeds go to aid abused children and adults through services provided by CASA, Brookwood, Florida, and Suncoast, Inc. There's a Merry Martini Party at Tarpon Springs on Saturday. The annual Christmas tree lighting, 5 to 7, Sunday Nature Park on Reddington Shores. And if the weather is not too crazy, there'll be a holiday celebration, a waterless boat parade, 6 p.m. Sunday at the Seminole Recreation Center. It will travel up and down 113th Street and end up at the Seminole City Center. You can cheer the festive boats and enjoy a great time. Sesame Street Live, 2 p.m. Sunday at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater. Ruth Ethic Hall, Three Dog Night on Sunday. Gareth Asher is at Safety Harbor Art and Music Center in Safety Harbor. Christy Lee is at Safety Harbor Sunday. Juvenile is at Janice Landing on Sunday. John Mullaney is at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts. He is so funny. I look forward to seeing him Monday and Tuesday. The Second Wheel Symphonic Band Holiday Spectacular is at St. Pete College Monday at 7 p.m. At the Palladium. Wang Chung at Ferd's Entertainment Complex, 7 p.m. Monday. The Florida Orchestra has so much more holiday sparkle. I cannot wait for December 19th to the 21st. If you didn't catch Chelsea Gallo, the conductor, doing a little jig on Reels on Facebook, it's so much fun. The Holiday Sparkle is St. Pete Opera's event, December 19th through 21st at the Palladium. It is so much fun. It's General Director Mark Sarzini. But yes, I do want you to go to Facebook and check out Chelsea Gallo. They are doing the Holiday Pops at the Florida Orchestra and so much more. There's a lot of other things going on. Ruth Eckert Hall has Michael Smith every Christmas with special guest Riley Clemens at Ruth Eckert Hall. The 13th, Sarah Brightman, A Winter Symphony, December 12th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Wheel of Fortune, The Perfect Family Holiday Outing, December 18th, Ruth Eckert Hall. A Peter White Christmas, December 11th. Mindy Abar and Vincent Gala at Capitol Theater. Cirque Musica, Holiday Wonderland, Ruth Eckert Hall, December 19th. Christmas with Wacapella, December 20th. Celtic Angels Christmas, December 21st. That is at Capitol Theater. And Straight No Chaser, Holiday Road, a little fun for everyone, Ruth Eckert Hall, the 30th. Finally, Salute to Vienna, December 31st. If you're looking for a fun way to spend New Year's Eve, please ring in 2026 at midnight in Caravaggio's Light at the Museum of Fine Arts. It is sure to be an unforgettable experience. It's going to be a terrific party. Dress to Impress. You can find more at mfast.org. Duke Energy Center for the Arts has so much going on. December 7th, I've told you about Elmo is there. On December 8th and 9th, it's John Mullaney, Fortune Feimster. December 18th and 19th, Taking Care of the Biscuits, A Very Broadway Christmas. December 21st, Gary Owen, Back to Basics Tour. December 26th, The Nutcracker, Magical Christmas Ballet. December 28th, Glenn Miller Orchestra, January 1st, and Swan Lake, January 3rd. The Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. Lots going on in the Edge District as well. December 11th is Net Walking at the Edge at noon. December 19th through 21st is the Kringle Jingle. Friday is live music and activities at Ferg's and throughout the district. Saturday is the Mega Mezzo Market with more than 300 vendors. And don't forget to do Miracle at Mezzo. It's always a lot of fun. Incredible good cocktails. And you know I love me a peppermint martini. And Sunday, if you wear your Santa hat, well, you might get a sale. But I love the Edge District, and I know that the Grand Central District is having their shopping event on Sunday. So it's a lot of fun to be there. Please join us there. More things coming up this 2026. Neil Diamond Legacy Concert at the Mahaffey, January 30th. Penn & Teller, January 29th. Forever Motown, January 28th. Morrissey, January 20th. Gregory Island, Alan Asikoff, January 18th. Mania the Abbott Tribute, January 16th. Roger Bartlett and the Coral Reefer Band, January 15th. Klasser Seeger, January 9th. All at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey. I'm really looking forward to David Foster and Catherine McPhee, and we hope to have some of the interviews for you. Heading over to the Palladium, oh gosh, it is. Yes, folks, it is Natemus this week, and I can't wait to see you there. Nate Nager's Jazz Holiday, December 11th. Clara's New York City Christmas, the 13th of December. The 14th is the music of Vince Guaraldi, A Charlie Brown Christmas. We will be having an interview with the artist who performs that music. The Motowners Unforgettable Christmas Holiday Shows, December 15th. An Evening with Jamal Roberts, 2025 American Idol winner at the Palladium, the 16th. St. Pete Opera Holiday Sparkle, 19th, 20th, 21. We love that. A tribute to Andrea Bocelli and Sandra Brightman with our very own Alona and Alex Boyd. We'll have an interview with Alona on Radio St. Pete. That is January 8th and January 9th, The Petty Experience. You know, there's so much music in this town. You cannot wait to see it. So back around to the sound. Okay, here we go. February 27th, Styx with Cheap Trick. Little River Band, The Lords of 52nd Street, Legends of the Billy Joel Band, March 6th. Brett Michaels with special guest Tesla, March 7th. Joe Bonamassa, the one and only, March 21st. Alan Parsons with Florida Rock Symphony, Saturday, March 28th. I love Alan Parsons. And finally, Foreigner is going to be at The Sound with Lou Gramm. That's going to be April 18th. Around the beaches on December 7th is the IRB Christmas Parade, which will wind down Gulf Boulevard through the fingering neighborhoods. Always a lot of fun. Over in Largo, December 20th is the parade starting at noon, the West Bay Drive downtown. And Bel Air just had their Christmas tree lighting, so that's a lot of fun. Stageworks is presenting the Latin History for Morons. As you know, the Magi has opened at American Stage. Derek Donnelly was named the Art Maker of the Year by the Marsha Hoffman School of Arts. There'll be classic Christmas tales everywhere. So there'll be, of course, A Christmas Carol at the American State, at Freefall Theater. And of course, it'll be a musical, and we will have an interview with Matthew McGee talking about that. Albert Cummings is coming to Safety Harbor. That is on December 13th. And there is so much more. So if you're looking for something to do, check my Let's Go guide on what's happening, RadioSt.Pete.com. And if you can, catch the Trans-Siberian Orchestra with me at Benchmark International and Frankie Valli at the Hard Rock Cafe, December 11th. There's so much to do. You know, if you want to celebrate the holiday, support the arts, support our local musicians, theaters, galleries, because there's nothing better than the magic of sharing a show. And speaking of magic, the Zubrick Magic Theater, we will have an interview with them airing this week. It is a holiday spectacular. So that's the end of Weekend with Wiser. Ho, ho, ho. Aloha, and catch you next week.